Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I haven't endorsed the ticket, and I endorse the principles I've been talking about for a long time. I'm endorsing, you know, peace and prosperity and individual liberty, the Constitution, and I'm more intense on that than I am on the politics of it. So, in a way, as I drift away from the political action, I might even feel more comfortable. There's some things in politics that aren't a whole lot of fun. There's a lot of infighting. I never enjoy that. There's a little bit of that going on now, but I would just as soon talk about business problems, economic problems, and the business cycle. Those are the things that really stir my interest. I'm not intending to endorse anybody.
There's Congressman Ron Paul, who is at the Republican National Convention. He still has no plans to endorse or otherwise support Mitt Romney. So let's have a conversation here, pretty much reflecting the conversation on lots of great talk radio stations around the country from the Republican Convention. I'm Doug Steffen. Host Chuck Powell and Kerry Dozier talked about Ron Paul turning down an opportunity to speak at the convention because he refuses to actually endorse Mitt Romney.
Ron Paul has told Mitt Romney, well, look, I competed against you.
Mm-hmm.
You've beaten me. I don't think you should have, but by the rules, you took me out.
Mm-hmm.
You're the winner of the GOP nomination. But I haven't just done a 180 on your politics.
Of course not.
You know, I don't agree with everything you stand for, and I don't think you're the right choice to be the president of the United States of America. You actually stand against a lot of things I stand for. So Paul said, no, it wouldn't be my speech, and that would undo everything I've done in the last 30 years.
He's 77 years old. He's pretty sure of what he believes. He's always thought this way, and he never ever minces his words. And this is like the Republican National Convention's way of playing the parent in the room and saying, look, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Okay, I won't. You've got to respect that kid who says, I'm not going to play with them. They cheat and they lie, and I don't like them, and they smell like feet. I'm not going to do it. All right? I'm not going to do it. Do we expect anything different from Ron Paul? I don't think so. I think Ron Paul supporters would be offended if he went up and took the stage and endorsed Mitt Romney.
No.
He doesn't want to.
We don't expect anything differently from him. And look, he had a lot more support this year than he's had in past years, and I'm not saying I would vote for Ron Paul, but what we constantly criticize politicians for is we don't believe them.
Mm-hmm.
They're dishonest. They'll tell us one thing and then they'll go do another.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that's exactly what Mitt Romney does.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to believe in this, but in order to get elected, he'll tell you this is what he's going to do.
Well,
he plays the numbers. Barack Obama does it as well.
Sure.
Barack Obama says, you know, that he's left on gun control, and yet
he won't say anything about it
because he doesn't want to anger anyone that actually is against gun control.
Because a recent poll said 60% of Americans, regardless of their political leanings,
right,
think that an American's right to firearm far overshadows our need for safety. In other words, it's much more important. Gun control, no. So, of course, he's not going to speak on it. Ron
mm-hmm.
Paul doesn't. I don't know that Ron Paul's ever looked at a poll. It'd be interesting to know if he's ever actually commissioned one.
Well, we asked for, I wish the politician would just believe in what he said. Here's one that does.
Mm-hmm.
He's had the same message for 30 years. Eliminate the Fed. Smaller government. Stay out of foreign wars. Now, you may not agree with the principles, but I'm wondering. We're in this two-party system right now that has caused so much division, more division than we've had in this country since the Civil War. How is a name like Ron Paul not on this ballot? And part of it is he wouldn't run under another party.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to be the third party candidate. He's
right.
Been down that road before and didn't want to do it. But somebody that gained enough support and that has been preaching the same message, and you want a politician that's going to shoot you straight, well, here's one.
Mm-hmm.
How is he not an option on the ballot?
Because he realizes it's futile in this country to run as the third-party candidate. He doesn't fit under the tent of the Republicans, which in some ways is really broad, and in other ways is so very narrow. But at least he had the decency to take the call when Mitt Romney's campaign called and said, would you like to speak? Sure, I'd love to speak. Great. Can you endorse me at the beginning? No, I won't do that.
Up next, Karl Rove checks in from Tampa. That ought to be exciting. Next on the Countdown.
Small businesses might be bigger than you think. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to the SBA, small businesses generated 65% of the new jobs in America over the past 17 years. Entrepreneurs looking for capital can enter the MillerCoors Urban Entrepreneurs Business Plan competition for a chance to win grants up to $150,000. Alfred Edmund Jr., Senior Vice President, Black Enterprise Magazine.
Small businesses are the core of our economy, and we want to help sustain them. The Muse competition is a great resource, not only for the opportunity to receive capital, but the access and feedback from some of the premier business minds in the country is invaluable.
MillerCoors is saluting small businesses with National Urban Entrepreneur Week, which encourages entrepreneurs to seek viable resources to help reach the next level. For more on National Urban Entrepreneur Week or the Muse Business Plan Competition, search hashtag MUES or visit MillerCoorsMUES.com.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Hey, I'm inside a car shop who's comparing new and used cars on AutoTrader.com. And a celebration's about to ensue as we get closer to finding the best deal on the perfect car. His head wants something reliable with great gas mileage, but his heart yearns for leather and a big V8. And here we go. Whoa, looks like they both got what they wanted. What a great deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. Yep, I'd say he feels pretty good about finding a great deal on a car he loves. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Talk radio in review, the hot hits from the RNC. Here's host Brian Schmilling talking to Karl Rove about what he thinks needs to happen next now that the roll call has taken place and Mitt Romney officially has the delegates to have the nomination.
Tell us what needs to happen the next couple of days. I've been doing a fair amount of traveling around the state and talking to reporters. They're all asking me, what's got to happen? What's got to happen this week? You tell me. What do you think needs to happen this week?
Well, look, this is a great opportunity for Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, particularly Romney, to share who he is. Now, Romney will be watched by more people on Thursday night when he gives his acceptance speech than at any other time in the campaign before and until the debates in October. So this is a chance for him to share who he is, where did he come from, what are the values that inform his life, and what is it he'll do as president. And it's a great opportunity to help make him comfortable, the notion of him as president comfortable in the minds of a lot of people whose votes he'll need. Now, he'll have a great setup on Wednesday when Paul Ryan gives his speech, who will again share who he is, what he's all about, and the values ingrained in his heart, and that'll be a powerful 1-2 combination.
It seemed, Karl Rove, that when Paul Ryan was selected, and you can imagine we have a little bit of bias here in Wisconsin, just a little, but it seemed when he selected Paul Ryan, that sent probably as big a signal as anything has in this campaign, that this campaign was going to be about big ideas, big issues, not the distractions we hope that the White House hopes to take us on. Is that the signal you got out of it?
Oh, absolutely, and that this is going to be about, growing the American economy and empowering people to have more control over their lives and their futures and reforming these great institutions, these great social safety nets that are so important to people, and making America a country really of, you know, opportunity and prosperity again. And you're right. You hit it exactly right. Big ideas, big challenges, big leadership, and this is going to be great. Really good.
Interesting, and I read your column from last week about Medicare, and we've been talking about kind of the bait and switch that this administration's done with Medicare and with Obamacare and what expectations we had out of this administration. Look, the bottom line is the Democrats love to throw social issues at the Republicans. You made the point last week in your column. Time to stop playing that game alone. Time to engage.
Yeah, so look, Democrats always come at us on Medicare. They try and scare us with, you know, late night phone calls to seniors saying they're going to take away your Medicare, and mailers in them, you know, to senior households saying, oh, you're at risk. They're going to end Medicare as we know it. That happens each and every election. So why not have an honest debate about it? Because if we do, the American people say, you know what? You're right. It's going broke, and we need to make changes for future generations to make it sustainable at the same time that we protect Social Security and Medicare for those who are at or near retirement. Basically, those 55 years or older see no changes, but those who are younger will get the advantage of greater choices, greater opportunities, and a system that can be sustainable, not one that goes belly up about when they need it.
Here's Talk Host Doug Meehan with political analyst Josh Davis about the importance of Ann Romney's speech.
I want to read you a tweet I just received from LarryBird33, okay?
Okay.
Say, when was the first time a wife gave a convention speech? Was it Nancy Reagan? Seems silly, in my opinion. I say talk about the issues. The problem is that this is a huge issue because Mitt Romney has had a tough time connecting to the average voter, and they are hoping that Ann Romney will make him a little more likable so that he can connect in some way.
That's exactly right, and it's funny because if you thought of, if this were just a campaign about issues and Romney were a palatable or even liked guy, the polls might be very different, because there really is deep dissatisfaction with President Obama and his handling of the economy. Mm-hmm. But one of the remarkable statistics is that even among men who favor Romney by a small amount, men, more than 50% of the men, there's more than a 50% gap in likability. They, even people who are for Romney like Obama better. So the Republican campaign folks have two big challenges. The first is they have to do something about that likability piece on the male side. The second is they have a huge gender gap right now, and that gender gap probably prevents Romney from being elected 16 percentage points or more between Obama and Romney among women. And they've made a whole mess of that recently with Aiken and these other folks. Mm-hmm. But there's no question that key across both genders is, do we like and trust the man who would be president? And people, even if they perceive Romney as competent, don't like him. Now, why not? Well, he's the kind of guy who distinguishes among trees based on their height, right? So the state of Michigan has trees exactly the right height. He also has made some offhand references to his enormous wealth that have made people uncomfortable. And what he fails to do is to convey, and for what it's worth, fabulously rich people like George W. Bush have transcended this problem. Mm-hmm. He fails to convey the kind of personality that makes any of us think that we might like to sit in a room and talk to him, or that we might like to confide in him about what we're worried about. He's very standoffish. But he's got this nice wife. Yeah. And his nice wife, who has been through some real human struggles with multiple sclerosis, with breast cancer, with a miscarriage she's talked about today on CBS, this nice wife is going to stand up and say, I love my husband, and here's why.
And you should, too.
Right, and the hope is that people will. Now, here's the one problem with that. Even really nasty people have spouses who love them.
Up next, more on politics. A visit from Herman Cain, in fact, on the Countdown next.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television, the hot hits every day and on the weekend, and certainly that includes the presidential race. Here's host Larry O'Connor talking to Herman Cain about his support for Mitt Romney, despite what he had to say during the primary.
He wanted to be on the podium accepting the nomination, and it's got to be bittersweet for him.
Well, it is.
You were in the lead. You were the man.
Well, you know, it is bittersweet, but I had said all along, right from the beginning, that whoever gets the nomination, that I was going to support them 100%.
Yeah.
And so one of the reasons that I'm here is to support the Romney-Ryan ticket, as well as to help continue to generate the enthusiasm that we need to win in November.
You know, every time that you did have you done an interview while you were a candidate, when Andrew Breitbart, he loved you. He actually came out publicly and said you were his favorite candidate.
Wow.
And whenever we wrote about you, he always made a point of saying, do not refer to him as black Republican. Don't even talk about the race. His race has nothing to do with it.
Right.
It has to do with what he's talking about for freedom, liberty, economic. Great. Done. You're not a candidate anymore.
No, I'm not.
And
as
far as I'm concerned, it is incredibly important that you are an iconic black man in America who is incredibly successful thanks to the wonderful country that you live in.
Yes.
And I got to say, we got to get some of these other black Americans to vote the right way.
Exactly.
How can we do this? How are you going to do it?
Well, here...
It's your responsibility.
Well, you know, that's a heavy load to put on my shoulders. But I'm up for the task.
I know you are.
Here's how I start. The first thing that I encourage people to do, especially black people, is strip away the labels. I refer to myself as an ABC, an American black conservative.
Like it.
That says more about who I am. With all due respect, I've only been to Africa once. And they're going to use the title African American? No, I'm an American black conservative, an ABC. So we have to change the narrative, number one. Number two, all we have to do is to take our message of economic freedom, enforcing the Constitution, and fiscal responsibility, take that message to people who want to know the facts, and they will then begin to identify and vote for the conservative ticket. And the only conservative ticket in this race right now is Romney Ryan.
Here's host Bill Wills with Obama campaign advisor Robert Gibbs. They talk about criticism the president is getting for being out on the road campaigning too much instead of being the president.
Karl Rove, on the other side, said over the weekend he thought the president was letting the campaign run too much of the presidency right now. I'm sure Carl didn't think that when he was doing the same thing with George Bush just a few years ago. Now, look, today's a pretty good example. You know, here the president is obviously monitoring a hurricane heading toward the Gulf Coast. But look, being the president means you got to be able to do more than one thing at a time. You got to be able to walk, chew gum, and juggle all at the same time. So the president knows how to do that, and be respectful of the duties that he has, that the people have given him, and also do some campaigning.
Let's talk about the campaign in that it doesn't sound to me like, it seemed to me like, that I'm hearing him talk about his record. And you've heard this charge. He seems to be running away from his record. I asked the question, what policies would you tell people of Cleveland has improved their lives under President Obama? What's he done to improve things, Mr. Gibbs?
Well, look, I think the biggest thing that's impacted places like Cleveland and Ohio are resurgence in manufacturing jobs for the first time. We've seen that for the first time in a big way in the last 20 years. I think having two auto companies not go out of business and, in fact, come back stronger than ever have helped people in Cleveland and all over Ohio. So I think those are certainly two in particular. The president will be out today talking to college students about the steps that he's taking to make college more affordable, give them access to more loans and the ability to borrow money to go to school.
Speaking of borrowing money, though, on his watch, we're at $16 trillion in debt this week.
Well, look, the president inherited a debt mess. We had an administration that came before us that thought we could cut everybody's taxes, add a prescription drug benefit to Medicare, and finance two wars all on an American Express card. And all those bills came due. So we've got to make some tough decisions.
Up next, New Orleans prepares for Hurricane Isaac on the 7th anniversary of Katrina. Is that a ho-hum so what or not? We'll find out on the countdown in a few moments.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like it. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 eligible Goodyear tires when you use your Sears card. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more coupons and offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Offer ends 9/22. Rebates range from $40 to $80. Rebate ends 12/1. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back here on the second half of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, let's turn your attention to Hurricane Isaac. Host Dave Cohen with meteorologist Derek Quava. They talk about the difference between Hurricane Isaac and Hurricane Katrina.
With one eye, I was watching you on TV just now explaining about the eye wall as it relates to Isaac and also talking about water temperatures in relation to Katrina. So for people that didn't see that, maybe give us a quick explanation, if you will.
All right. The water temperatures out there right now are in the lower 80s. So it's like 82 degrees. The buoys right along the shoreline of Louisiana, lower 80s. Back in 2005, the water temperatures were way warmer than that. I mean, it was in the upper 80s. In some cases, right along the Louisiana shoreline, they were 90 degrees. So it's very different. And I mean, that 8 degrees, it might not seem like a lot, but I'll tell you, in the formation and strengthening of storms, it is a large factor.
And in terms of eye wall definition and strengthening of Isaac,
it's clear on many different satellite images. We've got a great enhanced satellite that really shows that there is an eye. It tried to form the last day, it tried to form a few times, and it didn't quite make it. And I'm not saying it's going to completely make it on this one, but there's an eye out there. We know it's coming our way. We know we're going to get some pretty severe weather from it starting today, really kicking up by this evening and later tonight.
So in terms of, and you're a bright young guy, in terms of everything you're seeing, in terms of forward movement, in terms of water temperature, in terms of eye definition, what would you say is going to happen? Going to hit us as a week one, you think, and primarily a rain event, not wind, as you said earlier?
Yeah, well, I think the winds are going to play a large factor. The winds, regardless of if it stays this 70 miles an hour or if it gets to 75, I think the max we're going to see, Tommy, is 80. I don't see any way it can get stronger than 80 miles an hour. It's only 100 miles from the coastline right now. The center of the storm is 100 miles away from the mouth of the Mississippi River. 100 miles is not that much distance for it to get too much stronger, and it really has not shown a tendency to do that. It's actually shown the tendency to stay the exact same. So I think we're probably talking about a 75-mile-an-hour Category 1 hurricane.
And how far out of the eye, do whatever eye it is, do those winds extend?
200 miles.
Okay, yeah. And so that would be sustained winds 200 miles out from that.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And so we're already in that. If you think about it, I just said the eye is 100 miles from the mouth of the Mississippi. We're really in that 100-mile or 200-mile range. So we're already seeing gusty winds, especially down near the coastline in Plaquemines Parish. We've seen sustained winds already today in the upper 20s with gusts that have gotten over 40. And they're only going to go up. From here on out, we're talking about winds tonight that are probably going to be closer to 80 miles an hour gusting.
Here's host Lori Moore, who has a conversation with Lisa Bonnie from the Red Cross about volunteers already heading to the Gulf Coast in anticipation of what may happen when Hurricane Isaac comes ashore.
How does this work when we hear about, you know, getting the troops together and sending them off? How does that work logistically?
Well, the Red Cross as a national organization has volunteers from all around the country that prepare for this. Folks that come out and get trained and get the skills. So at the moment's notice when something like a hurricane or a tropical storm or locally flooding or house fires happen, folks have been prepared that they know what to do. So they have the training. They then quickly pack their bag, and then we go into deployment mode where we get people on airplanes in advance of the storm, or we get our vehicles on the road a couple days in advance, so they're down close to where the emergency is happening. So once it's safe to go in and help people stay safe or recover, then we're ready to go.
What kind of training is involved with these volunteers?
Minimally, it's about 12 hours of training to get started, and we'll go through everything through first aid and CPR to how do you open up a shelter so you can accept people in to sleep overnight so they can stay safe. Part of that might be some mental health services so they can help people deal with the anxiety that they may be going through, and learning the proper protocols and steps that have to be taken. So we can make sure that we are identifying what needs the individuals have and how to get them the resources, whether that is food, clothing, shelter, taking care of whatever their humanitarian need is.
Who are these volunteers? Because it seems like it would be kind of hard for a lot of people to get off work, tell your boss, oh, sorry, I have to go down to the Gulf right now.
Well, it takes a very special person, that's for sure. We do have folks that work and through their employer are able to take time off so they can go for a 2 or 3 week stint to help out. There are folks that are either newly retired or perhaps aren't fully employed right now, and they are the ones who get on a list so when something like this happens that they get that phone call. And if they're able to go, they make the necessary arrangements, and we work on getting them down there.
So now, in a moment, we're going to talk about the impact Hurricane Isaac is having on the price you're paying for gasoline. That's next here on The Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget?
Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Small businesses might be bigger than you think. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to the SBA, small businesses generated 65% of the new jobs in America over the past 17 years. Entrepreneurs looking for capital can enter the MillerCoors Urban Entrepreneurs Business Plan Competition for a chance to win grants up to $150,000. Alfred Edmond Jr., Senior Vice President, Black Enterprise Magazine.
Small businesses are the core of our economy, and we want to help sustain them. The Muse Competition is a great resource, not only for the opportunity to receive capital, but the access and feedback from some of the premier business minds in the country is invaluable.
MillerCoors is saluting small businesses with National Urban Entrepreneur Week, which encourages entrepreneurs to seek viable resources to help reach the next level. For more on National Urban Entrepreneur Week or the Muse Business Plan Competition, search hashtag MUES or visit MillerCoorsMUES.com.
Think we're making small talk when you come into a Red Wing shoe store? Think again. We're taking the time to get to know you and the work you do. It's the best way to find exactly the right boot for your job. We back that up with a broad selection of styles that are purpose-built and then custom-fit for the work you do. So, we hope you'll put up with a little small talk. It's all for the purpose of helping you do your very big job. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Yep, the price you're paying for gasoline and how it's being affected by what's going on with the hurricane. Here's analyst Diane Esterbrook talking to host Tom Graff about the possible impact the hurricane has on what you're paying for petroleum products.
Even if Isaac would take some of those Gulf Coast refiners offline for a few weeks, analysts say the demand is still weak enough that it could actually put a ceiling over gas prices.
You know, Diane, it's that weak demand that really makes people mad in these situations. Having gone through Isaac over the weekend here in Miami, I saw lots of lines at gas stations on Saturday and Sunday. Plenty of supply, though, and that's what people point to. Why should prices spike if demand is relatively low, but there's still plenty of oil around?
You know, Tom, it's sort of a delicate dance between the production and the refining. We saw gases spike on the West Coast earlier this summer because there were a couple of refining outages out there. So, again, it's sort of a delicate dance, and it's very difficult to move production from one refinery to another. So if they're short on supplies on the West Coast, it's very difficult to just move refining production out that way.
You know, Diane, we're entering the threat of Isaac here with gasoline inventories down about 4% nationwide, down 10% on the East Coast. This really continues to add to the pressure that the refinery business is in. You mentioned the West Coast situation. Then, of course, there's the explosion, the deadly explosion that we saw in Venezuela at a key refinery there.
Yeah, and that's the fear that, you know, if we have this issue down in Venezuela, we have the storm heading towards these refineries on the Gulf Coast, you know, what are we going to see? We saw something very similar happen during Katrina 10, 12 years ago. We could see the same thing happen that we saw with Gustav and Ike back in 2008. And it's a very delicate situation, so, you know, we'll have to watch what happens.
Separate from the threat to life and property and energy along the Gulf Coast, what about the chances for rain in the Midwest and quenching some of the drought conditions we've seen?
We actually did see some rain here in the Midwest yesterday. That could help the soybean crop, but it's very doubtful that it will do much for the corn crop. That crop is pretty much gone. We've seen a lot of farmers grinding that up as silage, so it may be beneficial, the rain and the cooler temperatures for soybeans, but probably not so much for corn.
Talk host Lee Rayburn with Steve Pacer from AAA about Isaac affecting gas prices and travel for the Labor Day weekend.
I think you could argue we're already seeing those effects, at least at the pump.
Yeah, that's the bad news, Lee, is that prices, we're expecting them to go up slightly, but we don't really know what exactly the impact will be, if it's going to be anything more than just a few cents. There are some things that we need to look at, that's including where the storm hits, the strength of the storm, and if it causes any damage. Some rigs and refineries have already shut down as a precautionary measure. They can't really operate when there's no power, so it's almost pointless to be open when power could be lost. So we have to see how long those end up taking to reopen. So our eyes are all focused on that to see if that does impact gas prices more than it already has.
It's funny, Mr. Pacer, and not in a ha-ha sort of way, that gas prices seem to go up the moment there's any threat to supply, and it never seems to go down just as quickly as the prices go up.
That's what they say. The saying is they fall like a feather, the gas prices. They rise like a rocket and fall like a feather. So that's the reality that we live in. The prices definitely do not fall as quickly as they rise. And we kind of expected this increase coming into Labor Day before this storm sort of became a potential impact player. So it's not that big of a surprise, and it's just more or less something we have to deal with.
Are there any concerns that traveling via airways this weekend, this holiday weekend, could be cause for consternation considering Isaac coming ashore?
That's hard to say, and it really all depends where you're going. Our travelers, our members, tend to be going towards the East Coast. If this hurricane was going to hit somewhere in the Carolinas or maybe Virginia, then that'd be a different story. A lot of our travelers aren't traveling to the Midwest or down to the Gulf states. They're more or less heading to the East Coast. So I think as long as you're heading somewhere towards the East Coast or maybe even the West Coast, you should be okay. Midwest and the Gulf states, that might be a problem.
Earlier, Steve, AAA announced that this would be the highest Labor Day travel expected since the 2008 recession. Are those expectations is that what we're still expecting considering the weather?
We are. You know, historically, hurricanes don't impact travel on a national level. It's really a regional thing. It is hard to say, though. You never know what could happen, and this could be something that keeps a lot of people home. It might cancel a lot of those last-minute or impromptu plans, but what we're seeing is a lot of these travelers have had these plans for months. You know, they already have them budgeted. They already want to keep them. They have their hotels booked, their flights booked. So as long as they can go, they will go. And that's what we're expecting right now. Who knows if that's going to change when the storm hits.
Here's radio host Joan Hamburg with CNBC's Brian Shackman. They talk about oil production being shut down in the Gulf and how that translates, again, to what we're paying.
What's going on weather-wise?
Well, I mean, we're in New Orleans, so we're a pretty decent distance north of the center of the storm. We're seeing bands of heavy wind and rain, but nothing major yet. I can tell you that the city is an absolute ghost town. I mean, when we flew in yesterday, there were a smattering of cars on the inbound, and it was a parking lot on the outbound, and we hardly see any. I mean, I'm looking at a bridge right now, and there isn't a car in sight. And it's also true about the Mississippi River. There isn't a single barge or tank or anything that's come in or out. And, I mean, let's face it, about for perspective, about in terms of refining, forget about drilling and pumping oil. About 10% of the country's gas is refined in this region, and that's completely shut down right now.
Well, I think, you know, it was so what happened in the past was a life lesson.
Right.
And, of course,
yep.
You are not going to be seeing the storm surge yet, even though it's in Louisiana. But is the expectation there that you guys will see it?
No, I mean, I think the key is when you compare it to Katrina, you have to also understand that the bulk of the damage wasn't just the hurricane. It really was
the flooding.
And so the concern here, I mean, if it lands as a Category 1, it's not nearly the power of the storm that Katrina was. They're concerned about the levees that they rebuild holding, but there's a lot of confidence there. But it also could dump, like, anywhere from 10 to 15 inches of rain on the city. So it's not just the storm surge, it's the rain that's an issue. And, I mean, listen, you're right. I mean, I talked to some people here that they didn't want to leave. They were annoyed at having to leave town, but they basically said, you know what, we can't be stupid.
How can you? Right.
So, and so we have to at least pack up and go. And I mean, that's the consensus. And it's just amazing. I mean, if you've ever been to New Orleans or your audience has ever been, it's one of the few really distinct party cities. I mean,
it's a fabulous city.
It's incredible. I mean, you think of distinct American cities, you think New York, Boston, Chicago, New Orleans, Las Vegas, and then what else do you have? I mean, it's not Charlotte, let's put it that way, and there's no personality today because no one's here.
And the restaurants, I read, are even closing. But, and of course, it can, as you point out, have a huge effect on the economy. Gas prices are already going through the roof. It could add 10 cents a gallon at its lowest.
Right, and here's the deal, Joan, is if there's no damage, right, and then everything goes back to normal in a week or so, you would hope and expect prices to maybe come back a little bit. But as we all know, the prices go up faster than they come down. But, you know, in the global sense, we had this huge explosion in a refinery in Venezuela. We had that explosion in California a couple of weeks ago. I mean, there's not a lot of gas. And people say, well, we have so much oil. There's so much oil. They're pumping it in North Dakota and but they have to have companies that are able to operate and refine it. It takes more oil, more barrels of oil to make a barrel of gasoline, and it takes a lot of work, and right now we're not producing enough, and that's why the price is up, and the consumer will take a hit.
Another shooting in school, this time in Maryland, and it is the buzz on lots of talk radio programs, as well it should be. That's next year.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio world is talking about another shooting, this one in Baltimore. It was the first day of school. In this incident, one student was shot, and then the teachers and other school staff swarmed the shooter, preventing anybody else from being hurt. The student who was shot is in critical condition. Here's host Ann Kramer talking to a student named Colleen, who was in the school cafeteria when all the shooting took place.
What can you tell us about what happened at your high school?
It was a lot. I just know I was sitting there and I heard, well, we all heard one, and then the whole cafeteria kind of went silent, like, you know, what was that? And we heard the next one, and that's when everybody, you know, kind of knew. And we all just started running. People were everywhere. People were hopping over everything, just trying to get out.
How close were you to what was going on, to the shooting and the shooter himself?
I was like one or two tables away.
We were hearing from some of the other students, Colleen, that they thought it was like a balloon popping. What did you think when you heard the first gunfire?
I thought, you know, how, you know, kids like pop bags of chips and stuff. I kind of thought it was that, but it was just, it sounded so loud that I kind of knew it wasn't. So, and when it happened again, that's when I looked back and I was like, oh my God, you know, not bag of chips.
What did you recognize the student that was doing the shooting? Do you know him?
I knew him, like, because I recognize him.
And how about the victim? I understand you were sitting close to the other student that was shot. What can you tell us about the victim?
I just tried to get away. I didn't really pay a lot of attention. I recognized, you know, he was hurt, but I didn't get much of a look other than that.
Do you remember what time of the morning? Because we understand it was pretty early.
Yes. Probably about 2 minutes before, then I asked my son what time it was, and it was about 10:40, so about like 2 minutes after that.
I can only imagine how frightening this was. It's the first day of school. What was going through your mind when you heard the gunfire?
I just focused on getting out. I was shaking really bad, and my mom, I was thinking about my mom, you know. I just kind of wanted to get out and see her.
And we understand that a teacher actually was able to tackle the person who was firing, the student who was firing. Were you able to see any of that?
Yeah. It was a counselor, Mr. Wozner. I'm just really thankful that he was there.
Here's radio host Dave Cruz talking about how unfortunate it is that school shootings are becoming so commonplace that this most recent one didn't even make national headlines.
We're moving in this direction where school shootings are now the norm, or at least we're no longer surprised by them. And that's a sad statement in and of itself, but it is a reality. You might have heard the story at Perry Hall High School out in Baltimore, where a 15-year-old student came to school evidently looking for someone in particular. It wasn't indiscriminate in nature. Called out that, "I'm going to kill you," and open fire, shooting one student in the back in the cafeteria. Now, if we as a society have learned anything from Columbine or Virginia Tech or even the movie theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado, we're at least a little bit more aware of this possibility wherever we are. And it at least prepares certain people to know how to act in these moments. And we've all had the conversations. What would you have done if you were in that movie theater? What would you have done if that was your university? What would you have done if that was your high school, if you're a student, a counselor, or a teacher? I say all that to say because in this instance, we had a teacher who had enough wherewithal to grab the shooter and pin him to keep him from continuing to shoot. Whereas in previous instances, people would just run in every which way. But in this instance, you had someone who had enough conscience about him to stop the shooter. And although we both know this won't be the last school shooting of its nature, hopefully it would be, but I think it would be naive to believe that it will be. But at least we know that people are now more prepared to deal with him on an emotional level and a professional level, because at this point, at least no one has died. And because the actions of that teacher, no one else was shot.
Find out more about all the things that we've had, the four or five items this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, at DougStephan, StephanN.com.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.